It's Dino on the line with Tyler Glenn, lead singer of Neon Trees. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. Very good. Thanks for having me.
Happy holidays to you.
Yeah, well, same.
Yes, well, you're coming to Tucson between holidays, between Christmas and New Year's for the Arizona Bowl. Big game here in town. It's the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl this year with New Mexico State taking on Utah State. Both of the teams are named the Aggies, so I've got to ask you, are you rooting for the Aggies this year?
I guess so, just by default, because we're Utahns. So.
Right.
Aggies or Logan, right? Is that Logan, Utah? Utah State?
You know, I knew you were going to ask me that.
And, like...
I know where the other Utah is, but not Utah State. So, yeah, you're killing me on this
right.
one. I'm sorry. I'm usually the sports guy, but I have failed in geography.
Well, I'm going to be the one crucified for not knowing that. So,
yeah.
So you got out easy.
You're a bad Utahian, I guess. Is that are you Utahian? Is that the proper term?
You know what? It's whatever you Utah, I think, maybe. Utah with an N at the end, yeah.
Yes, okay. Utah. All right. Like a Tauntaun from Star Wars.
There you have it.
So several years ago, I was doing some research on you guys. You were on Live at Daryl's House with Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates. What was that experience like? I love that show.
Yeah, no. Hall & Oates is kind of directly one of our – you know, influences of many, but like, I just recall it as one of my favorite creative days because it was playing with these masterful musicians and of course Daryl Hall and him singing our songs. We're singing classics by them, and it was just hanging out in Connecticut at his house and making food, and it was very relaxed, and I couldn't have been happier after that day. So totally awesome. And it's interesting how many fans, like even last week, say, "Hey, I saw you on Daryl's House,
yeah.
And that's how I got into your band." So like, I didn't know that was going to be such a connector for people, but it's been really, really great. So,
yeah, it's
cool.
A great exposure, and his band is no joke, man. They're for real. That is for sure. They
Unreal.
Play with everybody.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And what is your favorite Hall & Oates song, may I ask?
So interesting enough, Adult Education probably, and it's not maybe one of their more major, but
right.
I love Adult Education for sure. I just like the tone and the vibe of it. It's really cool.
And that's the one you guys did on the show, too.
We did do that one, yeah.
All right, fantastic. So let's take it back a couple years ago with the success of Everybody Talks. And that was also a watershed moment in Neon Trees because that was kind of a mass exposure for you guys because that was also featured in that Buick commercial. Did you feel that was a help or a hindrance with some of your longtime fans?
You know, I don't know. Like, I think it only helped us. I think the fans of ours that have known us since the beginning, like, know us and know our personalities. And I think the fact that we got to be ourselves and be in the commercial, and it was tailored around Pandora, and you know, back then when Pandora was still relevant.
Right. not like radio. Let me tell you.
Not like totally, but. You know, but it was funny because it was during March Madness, and I was in that commercial. I was wearing like heart sunglasses and red pleather pants, kind of like Eddie Murphy back in Eddie Murphy Raw. So
yeah, that's a good look.
That was sort of the negative side because I got a lot of very like toxic masculine, insecure men tweeting me saying, "Why are you interrupting my basketball game?" But other than that, it was awesome.
You should have just shut him down with a video of your killer jump shot, dude.
Absolutely, which I don't have as well.
All right. Well, there could have been some editing. You never know. Yeah, the internet works in mysterious ways. You guys did release a song earlier this year. It was called Feel Good. But your last album,
yeah,
Pop Psychology, came out in 2014. So when can we expect some brand new Neon Trees music or a new album?
I'm literally in the studio with everybody, kind of putting the rap on the remaining songs. So sooner than later. I know, as a fan of bands, I hate when they give me those vague answers, but that's kind of what I got for you. But we are we're not even doing much what sounds like Feel Good. So Feel Good was almost kind of just a one-off for the summer, and really we're really excited about this new sound we're shaping. So it's a good time for us and for fans of our band, so I'm excited.
And that's how you know you've really made it, is when you can get away with giving a vague answer like that.
I guess so.
No one's going to hold your feet to the fire.
Totally.
All right, so you're coming to Tucson for the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl on December 29th. You're playing at the tailgate party beforehand, the Desert Diamond Casino Tailgate Festival. And what is your favorite tailgate food, Tyler?
That threw me. I thought you were going to say something like completely different. But let's see. Tailgate food. I like tequila. That's my favorite tailgate food.
It's a drink and
blended
it's a food.
In thing. Exactly. Well, do you really eat at a tailgate? Like, I know, like, isn't the point to kind of just get, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I was gonna say. Well, you know, it's a little bit of both. Obviously, you got to have a nice base before you start piling on the tequila. So.
Here's the thing: I'm an recently ex Mormon of a few years, so I'm still figuring out the whole like drinking and eating and not having hangover thing. So,
right.
Thank you for allowing me to not know.
All right. Well, we'll give you an education in tailgate etiquette once you show up here for the Arizona Bowl on December 29th. All right. Tyler from Neon Trees, thanks so much. We look forward to seeing you here in a couple weeks.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.